Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of freedom from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain here in New Jersey.
I don't know if anybody saw, but CNN has been running a huge 10-minute story on my little sponsor there.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Actually a pretty good...
Talk to me.
Pretty good story.
Talk to me. Cheyenne Roberts. Wearing her purple Gun for Hire competitive tee. It was in CNN. 10-year-old shooter. I want to be an inspiration. I can't believe that CNN ran that coverage. And Cheyenne is doing very well. She's kicking butt, which is a beautiful thing. She's 10 years old now. She was 9 when I sponsored her. So she's getting old.
Yeah, she's getting old like the rest of us. Right?
Yes. And the Fourth Amendment bag tags. I do not consent to a search of this bag. Have been going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
If you're a member of ANJRPC, you've gotten yours in the mail. We have about 4,000 at the range. Come down and get them. Evan Knappen has about 1,000 at his office in Eatontown, New Jersey, if you want to drive down, if you're in the South Jersey area, to pick them up.
It's actually Central Jersey.
Central Jersey, sorry. But if you're in the South and you want to drive up, it's not that far as my range. A couple of things. People are sending emails in questioning, can I use it on my luggage for air travel?
No.
No, because TSA is going to see that, and they're definitely going to toss your bag.
Right.
This was designed to go on your bag to and from the range in the state of New Jersey or other states. I've gotten emails from people from Texas that want them and everything. Maryland, Delaware, beautiful thing. But this is just telling the cops that you do not consent. And, of course, there's also been the chatter back and forth. Well, if a cop sees that, it'll be his word against yours, and he'll just search the bag. Well, then when you go to court, won't the judge say, well, officer, wasn't that tag on the bag?
Right.
So why would you search the bag without probable cause and without a search warrant? So put your bag tag on. I've seen hundreds of supporters, Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range members, sporting them on their bags. Don't be a jackass. Put them on your bag.
Interesting commentary, though.
Yes.
The fact that they would even ask that question just shows how frightened, how much the propaganda and the government heavy thumb
correct
has affected our psyche.
Correct. Well, because, you know, like, you know, we're not allowed to bend the law, but when police pull you over, they are. Now, I've asked about 15 police officers, what would they do if they came in contact with that? And they were like, well, unless I smelt marijuana or I saw something physically with my flashlight in a vehicle, I wouldn't search and I'd leave it alone. Basically, you're supposed to ask the police officer, you know, are you detaining me or are you letting me go? When he keeps asking, do you mind if I look around?
Right.
Because the minute you say, yeah, you can look around, you just consented to a search.
Right.
So, you know, and again, because they don't know the law, it can be a tricky situation. Cops don't know all the laws, and they especially don't know all the gun laws. So,
especially. And we've, you know, we've seen that at play. I keep referring back to the first time when we first started doing the show. It was so impactful to me because here you were hosting, it was at your old facility. You were hosting a day of training for police chiefs, and there was an argument, and one of the chiefs came in to get a copy of your 2C codes because they were having an argument about a particular 2C code. Now these are the chiefs of police, in all right, they weren't huge cities.
But still,
towns and cities of officers who were under their command.
But gun law is not something that they go to school for.
And it's also not something simple in New Jersey because if you look at our 2C codes, they're the size
ambiguous.
Of a, yes. And they're the size of a phone book. So,
and they're set up to trap you.
Absolutely. Knappen has said this time and time again. They are designed to make you a criminal.
So, you know, it says www.gunforhire.com on the tag, but that's the only thing. It doesn't say gun. It just says, I do not consent to the search of this bag, and you're protected by the Fourth Amendment. And like Knappen says, you need to be protected. People don't know their first, second, fourth, fifth, 14th, 18th. Nobody knows their amendments because we don't even teach them in school anymore because all we want to do is trample everybody's
Yeah, exactly.
amendments. The other thing is I want to thank, a huge thank you to everyone that came out for the Woodland Park Cub Scout popcorn sale.
It was a big success.
Sandy, $1,600 worth of popcorn was sold.
I just wanted to see the look on those kids' face when they sold that much popcorn.
I may have bought a few hundred dollars worth and given it to my staff, but still, our supporters, our Second Amendment supporters and our range supporters came out, Gun for Hire Radio supporters, and spent $1,400 of the $1,600 in popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was good stuff, by the way. They were giving out little sample cups to kids, and there was about 20 Cub Scouts here, and they were running around tearing the place up. And the mothers, the two den mothers, Ann and Michelle, kept apologizing to me. I'm like, that's okay. They were only here for 4 hours. They had a great time. Yeah. They were all very respectful. They were saying thank you to everybody. Thank you for your time. Even people that didn't buy, they were saying thank you. So I just want to say that the Woodland Park Cub Scouts, they kick butt, and our members and supporters of this range just never cease to amaze me when we want to get together and fight for a cause. It never ceases to amaze me.
It's just a great, and our audience is the same way. It's the same people. Gun people are good people, generally. You'll find, there's some idiots in the crowd, but.
So, Sandy, let me ask you a question. If I was a doctor, and I went to a West African country.
West African, worked with
And I worked with people with Ebola.
Yeah.
And then I came home back to New York.
And ran a fever.
And I wasn't feeling good, and I ran a fever, maybe a little sweaty, some stomach discomfort.
First thing you would think would be?
Would I get on three different trains, a bus, and go bowling?
Only if you wanted to go bowling.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you really, really
is that something that should be done?
I'm going to.
Your professional opinion?
I'm going to restrain from throwing the poor guy under the bus, but it wouldn't be something I would do.
Okay, so now New York Cuomo and Moonbeam de Blasio. Cuomo.
Moonbeam de Blasio.
They're basically...
The communist?
Yeah. You know, they're saying move along, nothing to see here, but yet they quarantined the entire, like, buildings cordoned off and the hospital and everything, but... don't you think this doctor, was he really using his head?
Poor judgment.
Holy moly.
Yeah, poor judgment.
So so could you imagine an Ebola scare in Manhattan? This could be bad.
Well, and you'll see the government propaganda machine trying to make very little of it, saying that you cannot, absolutely, positively cannot get it. Unless you're rolling around in the sack with someone.
So how did he get it?
Exactly. I have to really parse my words here.
Because, understood.
There are certain people at World Health Organization who would disagree with that. Probably the best trained people to deal with this particular situation are Doctors Without Borders. This physician did volunteer with Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders has been fighting this fight for a very, very long time. They have the longest track record on it. Here is a guy who is completely contained in a suit. They know how to deal with this and yet still contracted the disease.
Seriously.
I'm not sure, and again, I really have to parse my words here, but I'm not sure we're dealing with a known here anymore. Back in the 70s, we knew certain things about this. The exponential growth of this is a little bit different than it's used to, than what we have been used to, with the experience has been in West Africa. All I'd like to know is if the first two tenets of infectious disease are to control and contain, which
we're not doing.
We're not doing. I'd want to know kind of why.
Maybe it's a Saul Alinsky or Cloward and Piven tactic.
I don't know. Could it be gross bumbling incompetence? I don't know. I do know that if you were to, the bus just left out. It was just an entire
Chinatown.
Bus load of people. It was just amazing. That's kind of,
yep.
They do.
We have
tour guides
come in now.
Yeah. How cool is that?
A couple of our members own their own tour guide companies, and we work out deals where they bring people in.
Wow. Well, it's an interesting thing. Maybe we should take a cue from the North Korean playbook. They're not allowing any tours coming through into North Korea now for an Ebola scare, and China is doing the same thing.
But not us.
No. We opened the doors of New York City.
As long as they're not allowed on the golf course.
Yeah, golf. We're going to come back with a politician.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Joining us on the telephone is congressional candidate Anthony Wilkinson. You're campaigning against Frank Pallone and what is that?
District 6.
Running against the person who's been in office for 26 years, 13 terms, and claims to be the father of Obamacare, a very liberal Democrat. And I know the people in my district are ready for a change. I said, if you want something different from Washington, then you need to vote for someone different.
Wow. That's actually 26 years. That's probably based on our listener demographics. He's been in office almost as long as they've been alive. How sad is that?
Right. Anthony, this is Anthony Colangelo. How are you?
Doing great, Anthony.
Good, good, good. We're going to support you 100%. Give our listeners an idea. How do you stand on the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms?
I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and right to carry for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because I don't have a philosophy where we're supposed to depend on government. I believe that according to the Constitution, that we are supposed to pursue our own opportunities and our own individual rights. And through that, we have the freedom to protect ourselves and to develop our businesses and support our families and work at the jobs we desire, rather than the other way around, where the government just to tell us what opportunities we can pursue and what rights we can have. That's the America that my parents taught me about, and that's the America I want for my my children and my grandchildren.
Now, Anthony Wilkinson, W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N, his website is wilkinson4nj.com, and it's District 6. He's running against anti-gun Frank Pallone, and Anthony could use everybody's support. If you don't live in District 6, a donation, signs, whatever, between now and Election Day would be deeply, deeply, needed, because this is a guy that has the stones to come on Gun for Hire Radio and talk to the 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So everyone listening, friends and family, he has a Facebook page also, Wilkinson for NJ. I've been on it already. And we can definitely use you in there. Now another thing, Anthony, being a conservative and a gun guy, how are you going to fit in New Jersey?
Well, I think that everybody who's in New Jersey, who's seen what's going on with President Obama, who's seen the failure of his administrative agency to really look out for the people, understands that this idea of having a big government is no longer working. And I don't think the people are going to put up with it in the next few years for this particular session of Congress, nor when the presidential elections come up in in 2016. So I think that the theme of individual rights, which includes the Second Amendment clearly, along with other rights that are clearly set forth in the Constitution, including the right against unreasonable search and seizure, which relates to some of the NSA intrusions into our privacy. I think that theme is starting to resonate. It's starting to make sense. We've got threats from within with the illegal immigration. We got threats from without with Ebola and ISIS. And I think people are starting to understand why the founders put the right to bear arms in the Constitution. We might need it sooner rather than later.
Great, great, great. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. So you're gonna help turn things around for us. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the U.S. House of Representatives, District 6 in New Jersey. Anthony, if you could just give us a couple of the major towns that you're in, where your district is, so our listeners know.
Okay, it goes from as far north as South Plainfield to as far south as Asbury Park. The two counties are Middlesex and Monmouth, 12 in Middlesex, 20 in Monmouth. Some of the big towns are Perth Amboy, New Brunswick, Long Branch, Piscataway, and where I live, Old Bridge. Those are some of the towns in the district.
You're right in Oakhurst.
It's far down. It's Oakhurst. Like Dio is nearby. That's the closest town, I think, to Oakhurst.
Okay.
Dio.
Gotcha. And how you doing in the polls right now? Are we? Is everybody supporting you?
I'm getting a significant support. And even more so than the polls, I just received an endorsement from Governor Christie. The Lieutenant Governor is coming to an event for me next week. So I'm getting support from every angle. I was on the front page of the Home News Tribune a couple of days ago. So there's a lot of positive things that are happening in the campaign, and I'm really excited. Looking forward to a victory on November 4th.
All right, so what can our listeners do for you, Anthony? You know, Anthony, before you came on, everybody knows how I feel. I hate politicians on both sides of the aisle. But I like you. that's about the biggest endorsement. I like you.
I don't even like being called a politician sometimes. I'm just an everyday person.
Yeah, you sound like it. You really do sound like it. You sound like we've had so many politicians on the show over the years, and I've given them all a bunch of crap. But you do sound like a regular guy, and you sound like somebody I'm going to support because I am in your district.
Okay, great. Yeah, I grew up in Detroit, and I saw what happens when the government taxes and spends and borrows and is not accountable to anyone for anything, and eventually the government fails, and when the government fails, people are hurt.
Progressivism killed that city.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Done.
Exactly.
History. Yeah. History.
100 years of progressivism destroyed that city, and that city was what was the shining beacon on the hill.
Atlantic City's looking a lot like Detroit right now.
Wow. It's really sad.
It is. It's very sad. But Atlantic City is definitely looking a lot like Detroit right now.
So
horrible.
Anthony, you've got a million people listening to you right now. How can we help you?
The most important thing we need during the balance of the campaign is we need donations.
Okay.
Go online and donate. The second most important thing we need is for you to use your social media, your network of friends and family, and let as many people as you can know to vote for Anthony Wilkinson on November 4th for real change in District 6. Something different coming to New Jersey from Washington. To not have career politicians who really take us for granted. You know, we need to send them a message telling them that we exist and they can't take us for granted.
I'm going to make a donation today, Anthony. Look out for it. And I would like all our listeners to do the same thing. Anthony Wilkinson 4NJ.com. All of our listeners, please support those who support us. We need to get a few guys like this in here. I mean, look what Rand Paul and Ted Cruz have done to disrupt the status quo in Washington.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody from New Jersey that has our back for a change?
That's right. And it's just Wilkinson for NJ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wilkinson for NJ.com.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And I will work hard for the people. It's for me, my family, and my neighbors, and there's no other reason other than truly trying to be a public servant, which is what the people deserve and what they expect.
Absolutely.
Boy, you don't hear that too often.
You don't really hear that too often at all. Anthony, it doesn't really matter, but are you a gun owner yourself?
I don't own a gun right now. No, I don't. I have to there's a lot of steps I need to go through, as you know, in order to finish that process.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many steps to go through in order
in
to
New
exercise.
Jersey.
In New
yes.
Jersey to exercise that right.
I fire weapon. I've been down to the range a few times. And my sisters who are in Detroit, you know, they recently, my sister and my cousin, because of the things that are going on in Detroit, they saw a need to own weapons. So they both own weapons.
You've got a great police department in Detroit. I think that they're understanding now that the people of Detroit are sick and tired of having to really give up their freedom to the local gangs, and they're taking that city back. And
yes.
I applaud them for that.
That's right. And I know that my parents and my sisters are in a state of better security, because they are exercising their right to bear arms, and that gives me comfort while I'm here, far away from them in New Jersey.
You know, it doesn't take much to change things. Otis McDonald in Chicago,
absolutely.
He stood up and said, yep. I want to carry a gun. I'm an 80-year-old African-American man who fought in the Korean War, and you're telling me I can't have a handgun. And he took it to the Supreme Court, and he won. Bless his soul. He passed away a few months ago. But one person can make a change, listeners. Wilkinson4NJ.com. Give us some of your social media so we could follow that too, Anthony.
You can follow me on both Twitter and Facebook under the same handle, Wilkinson4NJ.
Wilkinson4NJ.
For Twitter and Facebook.
District 6 against Frank Pallone. We would love to see Frank Pallone retired, actually. He's one of the old-school socialists and progressives and big government guy, and we would love... We would love to see him booted out, for sure.
Well, he's got enough millions now since he came into the campaign a pauper and is leaving as a millionaire.
Of course. Well, isn't that how it always happens,
yes.
right? Always, right. always, always. So we want to commend you for having what it takes to run. We want to commend you for being on this show. And we hope our listeners will support you. Guys, whatever we can do, stop by. Where's your campaign headquarters, Ant?
In Metuchen on Main Street and Amboy, 293 Main Street in Metuchen.
293 Main Street in Metuchen. Go down, grab some signs, put them up, grab some campaign material, talk
bumper
to your
sticker,
friends
send
and family.
$5 if you got it into
$5,
the campaign.
Yeah,
it.
Just give them $5.
There's
if we get 10,000 people.
There's a million of you guys
people.
Out there you send in. All we need is 1% of you to send in a donation, and this guy can win this thing.
Great. That would be great. Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you,
thank
Anthony.
You.
Wilkinson4NJ.com. Please support him. Good luck, Anthony, and thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have 3 times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Check out Dr. Eric's place. Check out his Facebook page. Check out his book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Let me tell you something. If you or anybody you know lives within 30 miles of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Chiropractic. If not, please share it with your friends and family. So, in the immortal words of South Park, blame Canada. all right, listen.
But look, at least they're responding properly now, and they're calling terrorism terrorism.
The 2 days before, they had some Islamic radicalists run over people in Canada and kill a person.
Yeah.
And on the day that the girl from Afghanistan that was getting the Nobel Peace Prize, Mala or whatever her name is, right? She was going to meet with Prime Minister Stephen Harper. This radicalized Islamic terrorist who was trying to get a
homegrown.
He got radicalized in Canada, but he was trying to get his passport so he could fly
to
Syria or Afghanistan or something. Yeah. And that's what he was in Ottawa for. And he just, with a lever-action rifle, he shot a guard in cold blood 2 times in the back of the head and summarily executed him.
Mm-hmm.
Got in his car, headed over to the state house there, and ran inside. And the sergeant-at-arms, Vickers, who's been sergeant-at-arms for 29 years, by the way, the guards at the monument in Canada, the one that was executed and all the other ones around them, they're not allowed to carry ammo.
Are you serious?
No ammo.
Did they have any firearms?
They had firearms on them, but no ammo.
But no ammo.
They're not allowed. The guards that stand out, just like America, the guards that, like our troops, can't have ammo on the base, you know, like Fort Hood. With the workplace violence that happened there. So they have no ammo, so they couldn't return fire anyway. So the sergeant of arms has been a sergeant of arms for 29 years. This guy Vickers is like in his 60s. He said, I put him down.
Mm.
That's how he said it. I put him down.
Yeah.
And he put him down. And the next day when he came into the state house, he got a standing ovation from everybody.
Wow.
And the prime minister, who has balls, not golf balls like our president, the prime minister says Canada will never be intimidated and the Ottawa shooting was an act of terrorism.
Yes.
Okay? An act of terrorism.
Calling what it is.
Now, that's great for Canada. Too bad they didn't have more people armed. But who stopped the bad guy with a gun this time, Sandy?
A good guy with a gun.
A good guy with a gun. A good guy with a gun who was allowed to have ammunition.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing is the fact that the sergeant at arms there is really just kind of a perfunctory position. You don't ever expect to have to use a firearm.
No. This is probably one of the first times ever a sergeant at arms really was a sergeant at arms.
Sergeant at arms, yeah.
Normally it's just it's like a thing that they got from the crown where you just come in and you wear your robes and your wig and shit and and you drink tea and have Cadbury and Grey Poupon, right?
That's Britain, Cadbury. Dude.
Oh, sorry. I'm close.
You can't afford to piss off an entire country. You get a lot of Canadian visitors, so you better
we
watch.
We have
it.
A lot
Québécois
of Canadians.
Québécois are not going to come here.
Québécois?
Québécois.
Québécois. Yeah. So listen.
They will not come here anymore.
So Canada is learning and England is learning. Of course, mm-hmm. the United States isn't learning. We have a radical who puts a New York City policeman in critical condition. He hits him in the head with a hatchet.
Yeah.
A blue-handled S-Twing hatchet.
We're still deciding whether that is any kind of, you know, Bratton yeah. said, well, I don't know.
We don't know yet. Even though he had a website and he was, you know, yeah. praise Allah right. and he wanted to leave this country.
Right.
I love how they don't like the American way of living. So leave.
But he graduated from Columbia Teachers College. The guy was a teacher.
Well, of course.
This is the problem. You see, we've got homegrown terrorists. We're not calling it terror. ISIL, whatever you want to call it now, has become the coolest gang on the block.
Yes, I like ISIS's, but that's just
ISIS's is good. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's you see what's happening now to society? You're getting all these 20-somethings and who are just bored playing video games.
Correct.
And now they want to join the coolest gang on the block.
Correct.
Which happens to be this is what good media and good propaganda can do. Because the head of their media and propaganda and social media service, this is what we failed to do. How many times have we talked about this? This the folks on our side, the pro-gun people, the pro-conservative people, the pro-libertarian people, we don't really have good media.
Correct. So now we have a New York City cop fighting for his life. Another one got hatcheted in the hand, mm-hmm. and then two cops returned fire and they put him down.
Was it the two who were wounded?
Two other cops put him down.
He attacked an entire. Group of cops.
Yeah, well, they were standing around like yeah. a roving precinct, they call that.
Mm.
You ever see in New York we have five or six cops walking together?
It's the Krispy Kreme.
Yes. They usually do that like for a show of force. You know, they walk around.
Yeah.
And he just pulled out his hatchet and he thought it was Maxwell's silver hammer or something.
Well, see, but wait a minute. I don't understand this because if you remove guns from society,
exactly.
then there's no violence.
So now they need to ban axes?
He didn't get the memo?
They ain't getting me Winkler axe, the bastards. I'll tell you right
but
now.
But this is a great, great lesson for all of us, isn't it? That terrorism is here. We're being attacked on every front. You got wide-open borders that are letting terrorists through, letting disease
But our president's golf game is getting better. It is improving.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the president should be worried, too, because what message do we send for ISIS's and all these other groups mm-hmm. out there? Another
right.
fence jumper.
Right.
At the
Another
White House.
Another fence jumper, yeah.
Holy shit.
You said in your email to me was you should put just a screen door.
Screen door. They should just put a screen door. Like, seriously, like,
yeah.
Has any president had this many fence jumpers? Even Gerald Ford, everybody wanted a piece of him. I don't think any president's ever had this many fence jumpers.
Right, exactly.
What the hell is going on?
And the problem is, did you see what this guy did to those dogs? He beat the crap out of those dogs, body slammed the one, kicked the other one dead in the face. I absolutely would shoot that son of a bitch.
They finally let the dogs out, though.
Yeah.
You know, which is what they're supposed to do.
Which is what
but they should have let like 20 dogs
right.
out.
Right. You don't
he never
let just
would have
two
beat
dogs
20
out.
Dogs.
Right.
Because they would have got some major pieces of him. But where was everybody during this whole dog beating? You know what I mean?
Where were they? Exactly right.
Was everybody on the golf course with the Prez?
I guess. Man,
nobody's watching the White House. Yeah. Why don't they just pick the White House up and move it to a golf course? Put it right in the middle of Augusta.
You know, it's a serious problem. We really, really have a serious problem with security for the president. We do not need to lose a president right now. As much as
Ferguson is bad.
Yeah.
God forbid if that should happen.
And plus the fact that, I mean, what this country would be toppled over, and that's exactly what Cloward and Piven would love, that would absolutely just seal the cake. We really have to be vigilant. And I don't understand what the hell's happened to the Secret Service. You know, the Secret Service is just...
I'm sorry. I was impersonating the Secret Service.
I don't get it.
Listen, in Ferguson... An anti-gun senator, state senator, was pulled over for drunk driving. She refused a breathalyzer, and guess what?
She's packing.
She was carrying a 9mm.
She's packing heat.
She's anti-gun. Well,
good for thee, but not for me.
Exactly. Yep. And did you see the crazy look on her face? They had her cuffed, and she was walking. I mean, holy.
Was that what you call walking?
Her name is Senator Jamila Nasheed. Okay, and she was kneeling in the middle of the road, chanting outside the Ferguson Police Department. Alone, I'm sorry, she wasn't driving, and they were told numerous times that they had to leave, but she said no. She said no, I'm a senator, and they failed to comply. And she was taken into custody. When they searched her, she had a loaded 9mm on her, and she's anti-gun.
Yeah. It's
okay,
good.
And she resisted arrest, by the way.
Hmm.
And it's funny, but like, why does she get to carry a gun? Because she can, huh?
And she's anti-gun because she believes everybody who has a firearm actually behaves like her.
That's right. She thinks that everybody is going to behave
gonna be
like
just
her.
Like that. I find that to be very true with most people who are anti-gun, in the fact that they believe that. If someone has a gun, there must be something wrong with their psyche, in a sense that, and they many have admitted it to me. I don't know what I would do if I had a gun. I would probably just shoot somebody.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Just randomly go and shoot people, and that's a reason for you to ban everyone else's.
Now you want to talk about a serious problem, and you know last week Knappen, there are a lot of questions came up about the new mental health background check in New Jersey about how they're asking the county adjuster if you had something expunged, which is illegal. You know, Harpo Cuomo, when he passed the SAFE Act, they violated, you know, HIPAA guidelines and everything if you're being treated for depression or you're going to see a doctor. Since the SAFE Act passed, 34,500 people have been denied firearms ID cards and permits in the state of New York.
And even for renewals.
And even for renewals, exactly. Now, if you were 17 years old and your girlfriend broke up with you and you told your mom you're going to kill yourself and she took you for treatment, and now you're 52 and you've owned a gun for the past 30 years, you lose it
when
you go to renew your paperwork. Yeah. You know, there's so many violations of HIPAA laws and other laws, and I think this is where New Jersey's headed now. You know, just keep pushing people out.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. I mean, this is Philip Drew Administrator, which is taking over the government. Great book. Woodrow Wilson's favorite. You should read it.
Woodrow.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. They have a 70-person meeting room. Montville Executive Suites features 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events again for up to 70 people. The website is MontvilleOffice.com or call 973-575-6080 and ask for Luna.
Support
those that support us. I make Sandy laugh every time during the break,
always
by the way.
Always drops a bomb just before we're on.
Yes. The canteen is being remodeled, and it's called Patriots Pork Roll Canteen, a Jersey tradition since 1920. And I think that everybody here is going to love it when they see it.
I was just poked my head in.
Phenomenal. The menu and everything. Fun, grand opening's coming in a few weeks. We are open weekends with a limited menu right now. But when the grand opening comes up, we're going to be giving away free pork roll and cheese sliders.
Wow.
And introducing the cafe to everybody. So I think you're going
to love it. I think they should
be
testing the sliders now, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think they should.
I got a letter from F. and Pinelli.
Yes.
He says, that was one effing fantastic broadcast. Had to be one of the best in weeks.
What was he talking
about? I now have the urge to have... No, he talks about a calf. My best to Sandy.
Don't even
please
read that.
Let me know which day and time for lunch. Effing Pinelli. He's talking about the Knappen Show, 177. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
Are you going to...
The Knappen Show was phenomenal.
Are you going to let me know when you have lunch with Andy after
the day after. Always. I got an email from Richie, just some random thoughts he wrote. I was wondering if you're ever considering have a pistol team at the range. Maybe we can have competition and shoot against other team. Many, many years ago, I know my dad shot on a pistol team, and I always said it was fun.
You've
Might
talked
be
about
cool.
That.
How about a turkey shoot? Also, I really like your Android app, but is there anything to make a gun for hire laser target system where you shoot it with the laser and we get the feedback like from your app? You know, LaserLight makes something like that, something I should look into. Something I've thought about, Richie, but one of the reasons we haven't done anything with a league yet is because of the politics and the care and feeding that's involved, to be honest with you. I might revisit it because of your email. It's just that it's like in any competitive thing, we get a lot of people start bitching and stuff, and they want, you know, their teams. And I would do it. If somebody wants to start a pistol league here, email Anthony at Gun for Hire, Anthony at Talkback for Gun for Hire Radio. I would supply the facility, but I can't be involved in the running and day-to-day care feeding of it because it requires a lot. And the first person that comes to me and bitches to me and says, he said, she said, because of their competition or something, then I'm throwing you all out. All right? Just want to get that out there. But it's something I'd like to...
You're being honest.
I'm always honest. I'd like to think about... This email's from Tony Rocco. He's sent us messages many times. Hi, Anthony and Sandy. I hope you're both are doing well. Great show with Evan Knappen. I'm glad to hear that his efforts have changed current laws surrounding the application of the Graves Act to legal gun owners. I understand the Attorney General of New Jersey clarified the law for individuals who possess a concealed carry permit from their home state. How does this current ruling affect New Jersey residents' due process rights, considering New Jersey residents cannot obtain a concealed carry permit, like a very good 14th Amendment case, equal protection? Correct me if I'm wrong. You're right, Tony. This could end up in the Supreme Court, but first we need to get a few other cases overturned per Knappen, and then we can apply the 14th Amendment equal protection. But again, the wheels of justice move very, very slow. I've been involved in a couple of legal things going on 18 months now, and let me tell you something. Adjournments, postponements, cancellations, schedules, and everything. Yeah, I don't know how these lawyers do it, like to
Glacial
get a case
speed.
To
well, they bill,
you know,
by the hour.
Well, no, I mean, like if you're in Knappen and Bach and you guys want to get something to the state Supreme Court and then the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I like instant gratification. You know, I can't really sit down and say, all right, guys, we're going to develop an 11-year plan to get this before the U.S. Supreme Court.
But that's their thing. They're used to this.
I know. I find it very frustrating. You know, to me personally, I find it very, very frustrating. It just kills me. But
you know,
people
it's an
do
interesting
it.
Point, though, that, you know, even bringing this up, the fact that we spend so much time and it's starting to bother me a little bit that we spend so much time talking about what's wrong and so very little time. And I know because there are very little wins, but we should spend, I think, a little more time spending time on our victories. And on what's good.
Knappen summed it up. Look at the victories he's had across the board here.
Absolutely.
Pantaleone, Jeremy Perez,
right.
Shanine Allen, Brian Aiken. You know, I mean,
and nobody's really talking about this except for us.
Well, no, so, the media doesn't say anything about it.
I think that's why I think we need to beat the band a little bit more. We got to beat the drum. We have to go out and let everybody know that, yes, in fact, we are winning. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I really feel like, you know, a little down because it
a little
it,
down.
Yeah. It's you're
after
just constantly
the Drake
beaten.
Case, the Almeida case, the U.S. Supreme Court. Are you kidding me? They don't want to hear gun cases anymore. They don't have the seeds to hear it. And the court is going to change eventually.
Right.
This Ebola outbreak is going to happen. We're going to have domestic terrorists. We're going to have dirty bombs and stuff. And our president is going to become the golfing emperor of this country. I'm fed up. We're in denial. We need people to wake up. We need Americans to wake up. We need to take our country back.
Yeah.
It's falling apart. It's falling apart.
Right.
We're letting criminals in and disease, and our prison population continues to grow. And we throw people like Shanine Allen in prison, where we should put in real shitbags in prison. It's amazing. Right. It's so backwards. I don't know. Is it going to crumble and rebuild itself?
Well,
not only
the,
are the barbarians at the gate, they've broken through
they've
the
broken
gate, and they're
the
walking
they're
amongst
here.
Us.
Yes, they're here. They're walking amongst us. And I think that, you know, Canada is doing what they should be doing, what leaders should be doing.
They're pulling passports from people.
Right.
People who went to domestic, people who went to terroristic states, they're pulling their passports and they're deporting them.
Right.
We're not doing shit.
Right. in China, this government loves the communists, but the communists are actually coming out suited up and taking temperatures of people at random in the crowd, which is a little bizarre, but pulling people out. Here, we just keep our borders wide open, but feel good because we just printed $4 trillion to water down the economy. This is a false
monopoly
economy.
Money.
Yes, in monopoly money.
Mine had the little monopoly guy on it. I got a $10,000 bill
with
the little monopoly money on it.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Did you notice how the gas prices are coming down just in time for the election?
Of course. $2.79 a gallon for regular today.
When the hell was the last time
Jersey.
You saw that? That's amazing.
But that's what we're supposed to. It's funny. Walter Haas and I were texting back and forth last night about the Ebola outbreak and everything. And I texted him back. I said, yeah, but gas is at an all-time low. You know, because that's all people, eyes
that's
on the
all
prize.
They care about.
Oh,
yep.
And and the Real Housewives, what's going on with that drama?
Right.
That's all the average American gives a shit about.
Absolutely.
That's all they could give a shit about. Yeah. And it's going to backfire in our face because you people out there that have young kids and have futures in this country, you got to take your country back.
Yeah.
We have to take our country back. We have to stop apologizing for everything we did.
Yes.
You know, and I know like they want to change Christopher Columbus Day to, you know, Respect the Indians Day or something like that. Have you heard about this whole movement and stuff?
That, yeah.
But when Christopher Columbus was exploring back then, he was doing what was acceptable at that time.
Right.
Now we're trying to take his actions and fit them, you know, 500 years later. It doesn't work that way.
You're talking the wrong guy about Christopher Columbus.
I belong to the Colombians.
Yeah, I know, but I hate Christopher Columbus.
Okay, but
bastard owes my family money.
Oh, that's I don't want to get into personal stuff. I mean, he does. He owes
he does.
Money.
Yeah. Yes.
but still, what he did then.
I should go to Haiti and go get my island.
Oh, you have a whole island? Wait,
well,
do you want
we
that
financed
island
the
in
whole
Haiti?
Thing.
Do you want that island?
I really don't know. No, the island of Hispaniola.
Maybe it's better.
The one
side is okay.
Yeah, the one side's not bad.
The other side, I'm not sure.
Santo Domingo is great.
Yeah, the other side might be a problem. This whole political correctness and that we have to apologize for everything and there's no exceptionalism and we're not the best at what we are.
Yeah.
Bullshit. When I grew up in this country in the 60s and 70s, we're the best. America was the best and always will be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to start realizing that again. And we need to get angry and we need
and
to get pissed off and taking it back.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing for shit.
Right.
I would never apologize for anything. Do you know how much good we've done in the world? America
has
done
call us, don't
in
they?
The past 250
yes.
years, right. How much charitable stuff.
Every
and how
time
much
there was a problem, we show up. We've defended the world.
The police which, of the world.
Yes. Which, you know, I have issue with. I don't really think we should anymore. I don't think we should have, period.
I don't either.
You know, if you take a look at what Islam is all, what ISIS is all about right now, you know, you're talking about Sykes-Picot that happened right after World War I. And where the Lawrence of Arabia, where we literally came and in a cartel and drew borders around what we shouldn't have been drawing borders
correct.
On because we just wanted what we wanted. It's not us. It wasn't America. It was, Britain and whatever.
But we're not even allowed to say radical Islam
because
we're afraid we're going to offend Muslims.
Right.
Is every German a Nazi?
No. No.
Okay, so I can say Nazism.
Yes, you can.
Is every Italian a fascist?
No.
So we can say fascism.
Say yes.
Okay, so why can't I say that he's an extremist, that he's a Islamic terrorist?
And I think they're using Islam. I don't even think it's extremism. I think these are psychopaths who are just using religion in order to commit mass murder, which is what they love to do. We're coming right back with more happy news.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And don't forget, Anthony Wilkinson for New Jersey. His website is wilkinson4nj.com. wilkinson4nj.com. This segment is sponsored by Philly Gun Training, philliguntraining.com. Jose down in Philadelphia. Check him out. Does classes, Philly carry permits.
Yeah, if you're down in South Jersey, even if you're in Cherry Hill, Camden, Marlton.
He's a good man.
Yeah, you're minutes away. He's right on Spring Garden.
A good man, Charlie Brown.
Absolutely. Just across the way from, he's not far away from one of my favorite eateries. That's a
You have favorite eateries side, everywhere.
A side message to Jose.
Saw Group. November 11th at 7 p.m., the Second Amendment Women. If you could mention this event again, we would appreciate it. That's from Sherry. And I promise not to drag you into the classroom again, she wrote. And I said it's okay. She could drag me into the classroom. They had a ladies' event here the other night. It was packed. November 11th at 7 p.m., the SOAR group is having a Bring an Anti to the Range Day, and it is unisex, okay? All right, unisex.
November 11th, that is a Tuesday.
Yes.
It's Veterans Day.
Yes. So come down. Is it Veterans Day?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. They have stuff. So come on down and check out the SOAR group and support them. Bring an Anti to the Range Day. Second Amendment Women is the name of the group. It's amazing how many people walk past that window while we're doing this show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
A couple of things I want to talk about. First thing is, with all of this stuff going on, guys wielding axes and hatchets, mm-hmm. and people getting shot in cold blood. You know, we have a civilian response to an active shooter class that we teach. Channel 2 News did a whole expose on it and everything. But I just want to throw out some tips tonight for active shooter awareness. And, you know, watch your surroundings all the time today. You know, if there's somebody leaves a backpack or package laying around, you know, They always want you to report it and get out of the area. Like the biggest fear at Parliament in Canada, this nutcase, after he shot the soldier, he drove his Toyota Camry right up to the front of Parliament and got out and ran right in Parliament. And that's an extremist Middle Eastern thing. What they do is then there's bombs in the car. Mm. And when old authorities, you know, convene around the car, it blows up or someone remote detonates it and they kill 75, 80 people. It's a great way to draw everybody in to the honey trap, you know.
Right, sure.
So you should always be running in an opposite direction when something like that happens.
Exactly.
You know, and keep cover. But we talk about any type of active shooter situation, you really need to be vigilant and aware of your surroundings. You know, Sandy and I all the time talk about situational awareness and normalcy bias. If something doesn't feel right or something doesn't look right, guess what?
It's not.
It's not right.
Yeah.
So don't step into it, okay? Do not step into it if you're walking into something like that.
That little gut feeling that you get that you ignore all the time is the thing to pay attention to, especially
Correct.
Now.
But trust your gut. Believe me, trust your gut all the time. Now, what I will say is you have to have eyes in the back of your head when you're going anywhere today. And, you know, it's not like you're going to visit a monument or something. This shit could happen anywhere. Right. These cops were in a group in New York City, and a guy just
came
over and starts poking people in the head with an axe.
Right.
So you have to be aware of
your surroundings. People were just at a monument the other day, right?
Yes.
And they were just happened to be walking in the street.
Correct. Ones in Canada got run over.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, one thing you have to remember is never give in. You have to fight. Mm-hmm. You have to fight to the finish and fight to the death. You have to fight.
Yeah.
Don't give in and don't ever submit. But when you're out and about and you're watching things that are going on, if you see something that doesn't look right, report it. If you see someone that doesn't look right, report it. Listen, that's what we pay taxes for law enforcement, police protection, the military and everything. You need to stay on top of everything. Why did he just run by? Do you know? We need to stay on top of everything all of the time. So what I'm saying is staying on top of everything all the time, just keep, don't let your guard down. Keep your head up all the time. If something happens, if there's an active shooter situation, try to find cover. Obviously, cover is hard to find because cover is something that can stop a bullet or maybe a small explosion. Concealment is easier to find. Like, concealment would be hiding behind curtains. All right?
Right.
Cover would be standing behind a tank.
Right.
Okay, that would be good cover. The next thing to do is silence your phone. Because if you're don't want to give away your position if you're hiding and your phone has a Mickey Mouse ring or Donald Duck or something starts going off or Angry Birds or whatever it is today that people use. Yeah. I hear all kinds of ringers in the range all day. Yeah. So silence it. Try to find cover. If not, find concealment. Obviously, call 911, report what's going on, report your location or position. Stay on the line the entire time. If you're with a group of people, try to stay together. Wait for police instruction. We have Fearon and Ooze on the show a couple of times to discuss stuff like this, but it's important that everybody realizes the situation that you're in. For the most part, people walk away from situations like that. It's small, isolated cases when, you know, someone goes crazy in an area and starts shooting or whatever, but you don't want to be that victim. You want to be the one who's not the victim.
Correct.
You want to be the one in the outlying position. Now, I'm not telling everybody stay home and do all your shopping online and stuff. We need to live. We're Americans. We don't give up that quick, all right? Contrary to what our public masters would have us believe right now is that we should pretty much just submit and let the rats run the place. I don't believe that that should happen. We should still go out. We should still continue to do things. But I'm going to tell you, we all need to prepare and get ready. You should have a bug out bag in your car. You should have an emergency bag in your car and at your office and at your apartment or your house, and your kids should have it in their dorm rooms and in their cars also. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It's just got to be some water, some energy bar, some communication equipment, a flashlight, maybe a knife or two. Make sure it's legal in the state that you live in.
If you take medication, you should have 3 days' worth of medication.
3 days of medication on you, and you should have 90 days' worth of medication in general. And I do. I don't take anything that's life-threatening, though. You do.
Yes, I do. And in case of a quarantine, if you're going to have a mandatory quarantine and there's a lockdown of a particular area, you're not going to be able to get out to get your medication. And typically that would last at least 30 days.
Correct. And, you know, with this Ebola thing, I think that it's going to grow exponentially like all plagues and diseases grow. And I'm not the expert on it.
I would say that the thing to do right now is not to freak out. The good part about the known strain of Ebola, I'm gonna phrase it that way, is the fact that it's a very fragile virus. Sunlight will kill it. Alcohol will kill it. Bleach will kill it.
So question for you.
Sure.
Have we ever had a viral outbreak with our current level of travel from country to country?
The last global pandemic was in 1918, so we're due.
Okay. So it was 1918 where travel was not as prevalent as
Correct.
It is today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what could happen, the spread of this could be accelerated exponentially.
I can get on an airplane right now and in 24 hours be in any part of the world.
Correct. So with all of this movement going on, with this ebb and flow of people around the world, it's pretty ignorant for us to even put our guard down.
Yeah.
And allow travel from those countries right now.
But don't freak out. I mean, one of the things that you can do, again, whether this virus is transmissible by, an aerosolized particle, by coughing or sneezing or sweat or whatever, is still an unknown in my mind. Okay, and that's my personal opinion. It's still an unknown in my mind. The World Health Organization has questions about it. The CDC right now is towing to the guidelines of World Health Organization data from quite a while ago. You don't want to get freaked out about it. And if you've got kids or yourself, carry some of that hand sanitizer with you and keep it with you, because, again, this particular virus that we're talking about, as well as a lot of the other viruses, are killed by just frequently washing your hands or using a chemical hand sanitizer. Some Clorox wipes in a little baggie.
Briongoline, when I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right, bleach. Italian just understood what the hell we were talking about.
Well, thank you. I know we went off a little subject, but these are two hot areas. We need to be careful. We need to be vigilant to protect ourselves, our family, and our country.
Yes.
Okay? So a couple of things. You know, we have sweatshirts and bottle openers here. We have another Ballistics 101 class November 30th. We have Urban Carbine 2 and 3 November 2nd and 9th at our Eastern Range location. We have Tactical Steel November 4th at the Woodland Park Range. First time ever we're having a Tactical Steel match
here. Very nice.
We have Urban Pistol 2 November 8th at Easton. Urban Pistol 3 November 16th at Easton. They're all almost sold out, by the way. And a Gun for Hire first ever three-gun event November 22nd at Easton if you want to get involved in a three-gun event. Also, stop by the FU Bloomberg Lounge and say hi and have a smoke. Everybody has.
And bring a big gulp.
Please, and sugary and fatty foods with trans fats in them and loud headphones and a styrofoam cup. F.U. Mike Bloomberg.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please be safe. Don't freak out, guys. Everything's going to be okay. Just keep aware. We love you very much. Stay safe. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. From sea to ocean.